For years, we've been profoundly indebted to you for the support you've given us on our songwriting efforts. And now I'd like to play a few of those songs we've written that have become hits. Some have become standards. We hope you remember them.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and in this episode, we'll be revisiting a theme we covered earlier this year, which is tribute and cover recordings of some of the more obscure Ellington and Strayhorn compositions. The first one is a song Duke recorded in 1938 called Scrunch. It's kind of a novelty feature for vocalist Ivy Anderson. There's short solos by Barney Bigard on clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Cootie Williams on trumpet, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. And then, from the very same year of 1938, pianist and vocalist Fats Waller recorded the song with a short-lived big band he had.
Scrunch, do a quick turn, scrunch, let your shoes burn, scrunch. It's the new dance that everybody should learn. You'll find it very simple once you try. Muggy twos, a killer, dilla, thriller. Oh, baby, scrunch. It's your new move, scrunch. Best groove, scrunch. Till you get it, then you can scrunch on down.
Really seems that Fats enjoyed saying the word scrunch there. That seemed like he was having a ball with that. Of course, pretty much every Fats Waller record has a lot of fun in it. We go back 2 years to 1936, and it's a ballad composition Ellington wrote, recorded by the big band called Black Butterfly. There are short solos by Otto Hardwick on alto saxophone, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, but the main soloist is Lawrence Brown on trombone. And in the late 60s, this song was revived and became a feature for Johnny Hodges. Then for our cover version, we go to tenor saxophonist Zoot Sim in a 1979 studio recording with an all-star band arranged and conducted by Benny Carter. I'd like to take a moment to remind you that all the information about these recordings that I use can be found on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We also have a presence on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The next one is really obscure. It's from 1927, and Ellington never revisited this one. It was called Blue Bubbles. And featured on this one are Bubba Miley. He's the one you can hear playing the growl trumpet. There's an open trumpet solo towards the middle by Louis Metcalf. And an unusual feature on this one is that a 17-year-old who had just joined the band named Harry Carney is playing soprano and alto saxophone solos, and Otto Hardwick is playing the baritone saxophone solo. So the roles in the band hadn't been quite set at this point in time. Harry Carney, of course, was to become one of the great baritone saxophonists of all time. Another thing to listen for is Fred Guy on banjo. He's really percussive here. And Sonny Greer has several breaks on different percussion instruments, which is something that doesn't happen very often. And then we move to a contribution by clarinetist Don Byron in a duet with pianist Uri Kane covering Blue Bubbles.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington premiered the Perfume Suite at his 1944 Carnegie Hall concert, and he liked to say that the four movements didn't describe any particular brands, it just described the moods that the particular perfumes might impart. The four movements were the Balcony Serenade, which symbolized love, Strange Feeling, which represented violence, Dancers in Love for naivety, and Coloratura for sophistication. We're going to play different versions of two of those movements. The first is Strange Feeling, and we're going to use the 1961 version Duke Ellington recorded with Milt Grayson. The reason for using that one is because flutist James Newton recorded Strange Feeling in 1985, and he also used vocalist Milt Grayson.
This strange feeling is seeping through my blood. This strange feeling is sleeping somewhere cuddled up inside me. I know it will guide me to I don't know where. This strange feeling is dashing through my head. This strange feeling is crashing like the red, red wrath of thunder. It leaves me to wonder where I am. So without reeling, I talk and someone answers from the ceiling. This strange feeling is rough and like a knife. This strange feeling is snuffing out my life, but I can't stop the savage ravaging of this strange feeling. So without reeling. I talk and someone answers from the ceiling. This strange feeling is rough and like a knife. This strange feeling is snuffing out my life, but I can't stop the savage ravaging of this strange feeling.
Can't stop the savage ravaging of this strange feeling.
Someone answers from the sea.
snuffing out my life, but I can't stop the savage ravaging of this train. This train.
Strange Feeling was the second movement of the Perfume Suite. The third movement was called Dancers in Love, and it was a piano feature for Duke Ellington. This version was recorded in 1957, and then we moved to a 1985 concert that was called Swing Reunion, featured an all-star group of swing veterans like Benny Carter on alto sax, pianist Teddy Wilson, and Ellington alum Louis Belson on drums. But this was a solo feature for vibraphonist Red Norvo.
I'd like to play for you now a number written by one of my favorite composers, Duke Ellington. It's called Dancers in Love.
Thank you.
For our final coupling, we turn to a piece called Virgin Jungle. Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and Sam Woodyard on his hand-beaten drums are the featured soloists on this. Then we go to a 1988 version of Virgin Jungle, recorded by soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy and his group. And a crossover bridge between this one and the previous is that drummer Sam Woodyard is present on this recording. Unfortunately, he passed away a month after this was recorded. There are actually two soprano saxophone players in the group. Steve Potts plays the first soprano saxophone solo. Then Steve Lacy plays the second soprano sax solo. A lot of Steves. I know the feeling well. Irene Abey, who was Steve Lacy's wife, is featured on violin. And towards the end, there's a solo by Sam Woodyard. Thank you. With that, we conclude this episode of Ellington Reflections, and I'd like to thank you for listening. My name is Steve Bowie, and again, I want to remind you that we have a web presence at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, as I like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.